Zachor al tishkach. Remember, do not forget. Eitha sher ksaft Hashem l'kech b'chodet. How you anger Hashem b'midbar in the desert. L'menayim asher yotzasim yeretz shayim ad boyechem an magmazeh. From the time you went to the desert until today, mamrim heyisem im Hashem. You have been rebellious with Hashem. Okay, so what over here is going on in this pasuk? Over here is one of the zechiros. It's one of the sheish zechiros. You should remember how you angered Hashem in the desert. This is the zechira, remember, of the egel, I think. Okay, baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol niyeh bidvaroi. Remember, do not forget how you provoked Hashem. You provoked Hashem, you angered. Over here it says in baruch asher hiktzavta, you've angered. And over here it says in the English, hiktzavta, provoked. That's a different translation. There is no Rashi on this pasuk. In the desert, l'menayim asher yotzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim, ad boyachem adamok mazem ma'amrim ha'yisem ma'ashem. It's quite a bit of Musar. For 40 years, Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, you have angered Hashem. What does it say in the Targum? Heve is the key, remember. Lo sin sheyos, remember. The key, remember. And lo sin shey, zuchor al tishach. There are two words. There is remember, and there is do not forget. Okay, they're two different. It's very complicated. We talk about this every so often. The difference between the word remember, not forgetting, yosti argezta, how you've angered. You've angered. So he's translating the word hiktsafta is roiges. Roiges is anger. Kodam Hashem, before Hashem. Elokoch, your God. Bimadbir on the desert. Lemin yomadi ne facto. From the day that you left, you departed me out of the Mitzrayim. Ad until me seichoin you have come, boachem, ad asro hodein to this place, misarvin. Okay, this is a very good word, misarvin. Misarvin means you are stubborn. Now, I'm very upset because I don't know where my chumash is. My chumash, the mat, sorry, it's not in its place. And I don't know where in the world it is. I don't know what happened. I can't find it now. I looked for it already for too much time. But the word misarvin is the way the Targum is translating the word mamrim. Then we like to translate the word mamrim as rebellious. Here in the English, it translates it as defiant. Defiant. And the Targum says the word misarvin. Misarv means to refuse. So, you know, there are different... How do you translate the word? Mamrim means to rebel. Here he says you've been stubborn. Stubborn people have a sun kodam Hashem. I guess it's similar enough. There is no Rashi, so we have to go further. Pasichas. Uvichoreif. And in choreif hiktzavtem es Hashem. You've angered Hashem. Vayisanaf Hashem b'chem lahashmir eschem. And Hashem has got angry against you to destroy you. And choreif you provoked Hashem. And Hashem was angry enough with you. Okay, so what does Rashi on this pasuk say? No Rashi. Targum. Uvichoreif ar gestun kodam Hashem. Vahavir gaz. Min kodam Hashem, and there was anger by Yisanaf Hashem. Targum l'shitosoi never says Hashem, he always says before. There was anger that has gone forth from before Hashem. The Targum always creates a buffer between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. B'choin against you l'shei tso'o, yoschoin to destroy you. L'hashmid means l'shei tso'o. Okay, now what happened? Ba'alois Yahara. Moshe says, I went up the mountain. I went up the mountain. Lokachas to take luchos ha'avonim, the luchos of the avonim, luchos habris, asher karas Hashem imachem, which Hashem has forged. Hashem has made a treaty with you. Vo'eshev bohor, and I tarried in the mountain. Arba'im yom, 40 days. Verbam laila, lechem lochalti umayim lo yishosisi. Okay, now notice there's a lot of repetition. I went there to take the luchos ha'avonim, luchos habris. If you would not know better, if somebody would try to pull the wall over, I don't know what the expression is, someone tried to go in and trick you, you can say the word that there are two different luchos. There were luchos ha'avonim, and there's also a second set of tablets called the luchos habris. Which one is it? Is the luchos ha'avonim or the luchos habris? Obviously they're the same, but it's interesting that the pasuk is written in a way that's a little bit misleading. It almost sounds like there are two separate tablets. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says nothing. Okay, I went up to the mountain to take the luchos ha'avonim, which are the same as the Luchos HaBris. What's the bris? The covenant between Hashem and the Jewish people. Asher Koras Hashem Imochem. The bris is a covenant that Hashem has forged with you. And Vo'eshev Bohor. What does that mean? Rashi. Ein Yeshiva Ela L'shoin Akovo. Eshev does not mean literally to sit. Moshe did not have a seat. There was no seat, there was no chair, there was no couch, there was no bench. Eshev means I tarried. I waited around. Okay, over here I stayed. You see here the English got it right. I stayed in the mountain. Doesn't say that I sat. I tarried. Ein Yeshiva Ela L'shoin Akovo. Akava means to delay, fine, that's all Rashi says. For 40 days and 40 nights, I did not eat bread, and I, mayim lo yisho sisi, no bread and no water. What does the Targum say? B'miski l'tudo, when I ascended the mountain, l'misav luchei, l'misav means to take the tablets, avnaya, the luchei kiyama, the tablets of the covenant, kiyama, di Luchei Koyama, the which Gizar Hashem Imchon, which Hashem was Goizer. Now, Gizar over here means an interesting word, Koras. Koras means Hashem was, I guess he made, you know, he made a covenant with you. We say this case is I sat, which means I tarried between the mountain, Arbain Yemamin, 40 days, Viabin Lei Lovon, 40 nights. I did not eat bread and I did not drink water. Okay, pretty straightforward. We're going to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud. Hashem gave to me Hashem gave me the two tablets of stone. Kisuvim that were written be'etzba Elokim with the finger of Hashem. Va'alehem, and upon them was kichol hadvarim, all the words Hashem dibra Hashem imachem b'hor mitocho esh, from the fire, biyoyim hakohol, on the day of assembly. Now, what is this over here saying? Let's see over here, Rashi. Rashi over here says, luchois, luchois ksiv. In this pasuk, we're missing of luchas ksiv. We are missing a vav. It says, luchois. Really, there should be a vav between the ches and the sof. There is no vav. If there is no vav, technically we can read it, luchas. Luchas means a single tablet, one. We pronounce it luchois, plural. There are two tablets. But theoretically, it could be a luchas. Avanim, what does it teach you? Luchas ksev sheshtehen shavois. The reason why it's spelled luchas is to indicate that even though there were two tablets, the two tablets were identical. And it was as if they were one. Because since they're identical, they look the same. So that's the drasha. The drasha. It could have said luchos. It says luchas. They're identical. Ho'avonim. There's nothing else here in this pasuk in Rashi. Targum. V'hav Hashem li. Hashem gave to me yos trein luchei avnaya. Two tablets of stone. Shnei kei. Kisivin. They're written be'etzba'o de Hashem. The finger of Hashem. V'aleihon, upon them. Kechol piskomaya. All of the words. Di malil Hashem imchu, that Hashem spoke with you between the mountain, migoy eshosa, from the fire, biyoyma, on the day of the kohol of the assembly. Very straightforward. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayihi miketz Avraham, and in the 40 days of Avraham, lo yilod nos Hashem Hashem elai, eshnei luchos avanim luchos habris. Hashem gave me at the end of 40 days, this is before Moshe came down from the mountain, Hashem gave me on that at the end of 40 days, 40 nights, the two tablets of stone, the Luchos Sabris. Okay, Rashi, no Rashi. Targum, Vavo Misoif Arbuin Yemamin, Vyabun Lilvon. You have Hashem Lios Train Luchay Avnayo Luchay Koyama, the Luchos of the Kiyama of the Bris. If you notice, there's so many times in these few Pesukim do we make mention of the Luchos. Look, if you want to count, go count how many times. Okay, look how many we go over here. We go with Chorv Hora Lokachas. Here, one. Luchos Ho'avonim, that's one. Two. Luchos Habris. Okay, it's already two. Next. Vayitin Hashem Eloi, Eshnei Luchos Ho'avonim. Three. Okay, three. Kisvim Bietz Lekim Valahim, Kholdim Hashem Dibi Hashem Machem 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 What's going on over here? Five times? Five times as I mentioned the word luchos. Now, if you also notice, sometimes it's spelled luchos with no vavs altogether. Eshnei luchos. There's no vav. Not before the lamed, not before the not after the lamed, not after the ches. Then when it says the end of the pasuk, it says luchos. There's a vav after the ches, but there's no vav before the ches. When it says over here in the previous pasuk, it says Hashem gave him the luchos. There's a vav after the lamed, but there's no vav after the ches. And the other two times exactly the same. There's never a double vav. There's only a single vav at most. Sometimes the vav is most of the time the vav is before. Once is the vav after, and once is there no vav at all. A grand total of five times. And the way they're described, they're called the luchos ha'avonim. It's one luchos ha'bris. Here they're called in this pasuk again the luchos ha'avonim. So we got two on the team of the luchos ha'avonim, and then here they're called shnei luchos ha'avonim three times luchos ha'avonim, and then nachamal luchos ha'bris. It's called luchos ha'bris. So three times luchos ha'avonim, two times luchos ha'bris, three against two. There must be something going on over here. Okay, there must be some great depth. I don't know, certainly someone must talk about this. All right, but we don't have much over here in the Unkelus, in the Rashi. Fine, now we go to the next pasuk. Vayom Rashem Elai Hashem said to me, kum reid, kum, get up, and this is an oxymoron. Oxymoron, these two words don't make sense. Kum means get up, reid means go down. Either you're going up or you're going down, you can't tend to do both. Kum reid, maher quickly, mizeki shiches amcha, your people have become corrupt. Asher would say some in Mitzrayim, Soru Maher, they have turned astray quickly. Minadech Asher Tzivi, sin that I commanded them, Asulahem Maslecha, they made for themselves a molten image. What's going on over here? So let's see Rashi. Rashi on this pasuk says, no Rashi. Rashi over here is on strike. Unkelus never goes on strike. He always gives you a translation. Vama Hashem li Hashem, kum rise up chus. Kum, go up and go down. Go up, go down. Okay, befria mika. What does that mean? Kum, rise. Chus, go down. Befria, quickly. Befria means swiftly. Is that what it really means? So unfortunately, I don't have here. Unfortunately, I don't have my sefer. I can't find it. But is the word maher mean befria? Does it mean quick? Is that, we translate the word maher mean to mean quick. Hurry. Is that what it means in the Targum? Befria means hurry? I don't know, maybe. Mika from here. Are because chabil amok, your people have become destructive. Chabil means like chavala, shashchasa. Amok di apekto mimitzroyim, the people which you have taken out. You have taken out from Egypt, sotu. What does it mean, the word sotu? That's a good word. Sotu means soru. Soru means they've gone astray. But the word sotu means like to the side. They've gone to the side. That's true, going to the side. Befria, again, that same word appears swiftly. Min orcha, from the path, di faked tinun, which I commanded, avadu lohoin matcha, from the word that I commanded, and they have made for them a matcha. Matcha means a molten image. Masecha means a molten image. Okay, so this over here is Targum. It's pretty straightforward. There is no Rashi, so we have to go further. Vayom Rashem ilai lemar, isi Hashem then said to me, saying, isi esam azev, hinei am kieshe erefu. I have taken a good look at the people. The people are stubborn. They are a nation kieshe erefu. It's very difficult to understand what this term means. Keshe Arif. I told you, I once asked Rabbi Belsky what this means. What does it mean, Keshe? So he got up out of his chair and he started talking to me. Then he says, then he turns around. He made a 180 degree about face and he points to the back of his head, to this the bone on the back of the lower portion of the head where the tefillin, you put the Keshe Shel Tefillin, right above the hole on the back of your head, And he said that's the kashay arif. And what the pasuk means is, it means chutzpah. I'm talking to you. I'm speaking to you, and as I'm talking to you, you get up, and you turn around, and you show me the back of your head. It's the greatest sign of disrespect. I mean, you know, they used to teach us in kindergarten the word kishareif means it's a very hard bone. And something that's hard is associated with stubbornness. Something that's soft, you can manipulate, you can mash, you can move here, you can move there. Something that's hard, it's not negotiable. There's no room to wiggle. You can't manipulate it. So it represents stubbornness. So this is a bone in the body that is very hard. Every bone has a scale of hardness. There are some bones that are very hard, and there are some bones that are not so hard. So this is a hard bone, which is symbolic of you're very stubborn. You're very difficult. You're set in your ways. And if someone gives you mussar and tries to tell you to do things differently, you refuse to do so. That's the common translation of the word kesheref. However, Belsky told me that's not the pshat. He said kesheref means you're mechutzafim. You're people of chutzpah. I'm talking to you, and when you talk to a person, the very least you do is you give them the respect of listen, of look at them. Person speaks to you, you stand there or you sit there, and you give him your full attention. You look at him, you stop what you're doing, you pay attention, and you concentrate on what he's saying. A person that's chutzpah, what does he do? He gets up, he makes a 100 degree about face, and the person now who's speaking finds himself staring at his bone, the bone on the back of the head. Instead of talking to a person, or you're looking at a person that has eyes and a nose and a mouth, and observing the person's facial expression to see how he's reacting to his words, the person that's been listening, he turns around 180 degrees, and now the speaker, he's looking at the back of his head. It's an expression of chutzpah. So I see these people, and whatever I tell them to do, you know what they do to me? They pick themselves up, and they turn around 180 degrees, and they say, "We don't want to hear what you have to say. Leave us alone. We're not interested in listening to you, and we're going to tell you that we're not interested with chutzpah. We're going to turn our backs on you, and show you the back of the head. They're mechutzafim. Okay, it's not the same as saying that they're stubborn. Saying someone is stubborn means you talk to them, you look at them, and they listen." And then after you give them a speech, they say, "We hear what you have to say, but we're not going to do what you want to do. We don't agree with you. We refuse to listen to you. We're stubborn. We're stubborn. We don't want to do what you're telling us to do. We hear you. We'll give you the respect of listening to every single word that you have to say, your arguments. And when all of your arguments are over and you're exhausted speaking to us, we will then respond and we'll say, we're not going to listen. We're stubborn." That's not what it means, according to Rabelsky at least. It means we're not addressing stubbornness. That's a separate issue. Are the Jews stubborn? You can say, it says over here we had before, a few psukim above, it said, Mamrim hayisem im Hashem miyoyim dati eschem. The Targum translated the word sarbonin, which means you're stubborn. The English translates as rebellious. That's a different midah, to be a rebel versus being stubborn. Not every rebel is stubborn, and not every stubborn person is rebellious. So how do you translate the word mamrim heyisem im Hashem miyoyim dati eschem? If you're going to translate the word mamrim, means that you are a rebellious people that is not reflecting upon the human condition of stubbornness. If you're going to take the Targum literally, as we did, because I can't find my sefer, it disappeared somewhere out there. But if you take the word sarbonim to mean stubborn, then when it says mamrim hayisa mim Hashem, that's the meaning, that's where it says stubborn. Am kish shei oiref means something entirely else. And according to Rebelsky, means chutzpah, mechutzafim. I'm talking to you, and you get up, and you're making the bad face, and show me the back of your head. That is not a nice thing to do. This is what Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, v'hinei, behold, I'm a nation kishay oiref. Who? They are a nation that shows me the back of their head when I'm talking to them. They disrespectfully express themselves in a way, saying to me through their body language, we're not interested in listening. Now, what does Rashi say? Nothing. Rashi's silent. And what does it say over here in the Targum? V'amar Hashem li l'meimar. Hashem said to me, sowing, geli kodomai. Now, this is a very interesting word. Geli means, wait, what happened here?
Recording in progress.
Okay. Rebbe, hello, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. The internet went out here. I went on my phone. I connected to my phone. I don't know what happened here. I don't know the internet. The network is out. No
but
idea.
They didn't pay the bill.
Didn't pay the bill? The guy next door has a very big company. The internet in the shul is provided free by the next door neighbor. The next door neighbor is a computer whiz. He used to work for Google. He has Larry Page on his speed dial. He worked for Google, for Microsoft. He worked for them all. And then he went out on his own. He made his own business. He went in his own business, and it's a computer whiz. So he did the shul a favor. He the shul doesn't have internet, but when they made a new mikvah. They made a brand new mikvah here in the shul during COVID. And they put in a credit card machine for entry. So the credit card machine needs internet access. So this fellow next door was kind enough to run a wire from his home, from his router, to the shul to provide the credit card machine with internet access. Once he did that, I said to him, I asked him permission, can I snake a wire from the basement to the kitchen over here where I am for internet? So he said it's a great idea, and he did it. He didn't even let me do it. He did it himself. So I have here in this room internet from him. But unfortunately, it went out. It went out. I don't know what happened. So I went on my phone. Okay, let's go back to what we were learning. Let's resume what we were learning. Okay, we're up to the word Gali. Everything here went haywire here. I don't know what happened over here. Technology. I'm in the wrong place. Safari. Just give me one moment, please. Okay, here we are. Back in business. Back in Tanakh. Deuteronomy. Parshas Akev. Made a mistake again. Tanakh. Deuteronomy 3. Akev 3. Here we go. And we're all the way down over here to the word Galay. Am Kishe Oilef. Commentary. Rashi. And Unkelus. You know who told me this? Rabbi Lazer told me how to do this. He told me how to do this on the other side. We started. Okay, here we are. Unkelus. Here we are, back in business. After a long break, Pasuk 13, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Alei Marisi, Zamzakim, Hinei Am Kishei Oidef. Who? Targum says, Vamar Hashem Lula Vayomer Geli Kodavai. It is revealed before me, Yos Amohadein, the Ho Am Kishei Kidal, who? Kidal. Okay. This is pretty bad on that. Today is a day where I really need the sefer. Okay. So it says, Re'isi, Hashem said a lie to me. Let's take a look at that targum again. Hashem said to me, Le'mimar, Re'isi es ha'om. I have seen the people. Now, it's very interesting that this is not the way that in English it says, I see that this is a stiff-necked people. Okay, they translate the word kishay oiref in the classic sense of the word, as we explained, stubborn. Okay, so Rav Targum says, Ro'isi es amazeh, geli kodamayos amohodein. That's not what it says in English. The Targum is not translating the words. English says, I see that this is a stiff-necked people. That's not what it says. Geli means it is revealed. There's a revelation. There's a very big difference between the word seeing and a revelation. A revelation is not dependent on eyesight. And I think the Targum is doing that on purpose, because the Targum is exactly what the Targum would do, because the Targum loathes, Himamish loathes, attributing any human characteristic to Hashem. It is his utmost desire to distance man from Hashem as much as possible, as far as a physical connection. Hashem is not a physical being. Man is a physical being. The Torah, because it has no choice, has to describe Hashem in terms that we human beings can understand and relate to. But don't get carried away and start thinking that God's really a man. That's a very, very dangerous trade-off. Rashi is very comfortable with that. Rashi is extremely comfortable in talking about Hashem like Hashem is a human being.
a physical being, and he's not worried that a human being is going to go and start imagining that Kadosh Baruch Hu is his buddy. He's not worried about that. The Targum is very concerned about that, very worried about that. That if you're going to describe Hashem in physical terms, you're going to think that you and Hashem, you know, like your buddy, we went to yeshiva together. You know, we back in the day, we sat in shul together. That's so the Rambam.
The Rambam seems to be aligning himself correctly
with Rashi, with the Targum. It's true, but you have to see the Rambam, you know, you have to see exactly how his words. I mean, you have to see the Rambam. Listen, everyone agrees below Yotzim and HaKlal that Hashem is not a goof. There's no disagreement. The question though is, when you translate words, how far are you willing to go? It says here the word Ro'isi. Ro'isi means I see. This is a term that we use by human beings. A human being looks at another person and he says, I see. What do you see? I open up my eyes and I see A, B, C, D. I see. So when you want to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, you also have to use terms. Like you have to say Hashem's I see. Really? But Hashem doesn't have physical eyes. Hashem doesn't, it's different. So Rashi doesn't care almost. Rashi, half the time, You know, everyone knows that when you talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and it says that Hashem sees, Hashem is a Yod HaChazaka, Hashem hears, Hashem sees, Hashem looks. Everyone knows that Hashem doesn't have physical, doesn't have eyes and ears, and Hashem doesn't have hands and walk. Everyone, so why did the Torah write this language? Because that's how we can relate. We're permitted to describe Hashem. The Torah did. The Torah described Hashem in terms so that we human beings can relate to Hashem. And Rashi is not bothered by that. Rashi goes so far to say the ultimate that in Parshas Bichukosai, v'hisalachti b'soichachem, I will walk in Gan Eden together with you. I'll walk around in Gan Eden with you, and you won't be afraid of me. I'll be your buddy. In Gan Eden. The Targum goes out of his mind when he hears things like that. That's not the way you talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't talk about, you don't go down to such a low level and go and talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu in such terms. Oh, but it says in the Pasuk the word Ro'isi. It does say the word Ro'isi. So the Targum says, okay, it says Ro'isi because there's no other way to bring out the point. But when you translate the word Ro'isi, don't say I see. The word we use is chomei. Chomei in Targum, chomei I see. Don't do that. Instead, he translates it with a word which is really off the charts. Galei. It is revealed before me. It's revealed before, there's a gali called domai. There is a revelation. When you say the word revelation, you're not giving Hashem physical attributes of having eyes. There's a revelation before me that amo hadein. It's revealed before me an insight regarding this nation. And what is that insight? V'ho'am, their nation, kishay, they are hard, kidal, who. Now, I don't know what the word kidal means. I am assuming, because I don't know anything else to study from at this moment, that the word kidal over here means the oiref. And he's not coming to elaborate. He's not here coming over here to elaborate exactly what the nature of this expression means. If you want to translate it the classical way, stiff-necked people, excellent. If you want to translate it like Rabbi Belsky translates it, that people who are muchutzafim, who turn their back against me, when I speak to them, fine. Whatever it means, but the Targum over here is not going into the details, he's just translating the word literally, but when it says, with regard to Hashem, ro'isi, this is a very interesting Targum. It was worth it to come today to learn this translation. And this is thoroughly consistent with the approach of Targum, never ever to give any hint that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has any physical characteristics, and to create a distance between man and Hashem. Kodom, Kodomai, He adds the word Kodomai. He does it every single time. Every single time Hashem's name is said, it says Kodomai before me, to create a barrier. And even here, when it says the word Re'isi, don't think for one moment that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has eyes. And if you have eyes, so he has an orthopedic, or he has an optometrist, he has glasses, you know, he has pupils and eyelashes and all this. No. Don't go down that path. Hashem doesn't have physical eyes. When it says Re'isi, is a revelation, a gilui. It has been revealed before me. It's a whole different flavor. Okay, let's now go to the next. There's no Rashi on this, unfortunately. Now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudal. Rashi wrote that if I had more time, I would write more. He once wrote that. If I had time, I would go through Chumash and I would expand my parish in Chumash. Chaval, that Rashi did not have the time to expand his parish in Chumash. We could have gained a lot of insight. Heref Mimeni. What does word Heref Mimeni mean? There's going to be a Rashi over here. Oh, Gaval, there's no Rashi in all these psukim. Heref means let go. Heref means let me alone. Okay, over here in the English, they translated Heref, let me alone. Is that an accurate translation? Heref is, what does the word Heref mean? I don't know, it means to loosen. Let's see, they probably here, I have a dictionary here. Heref means weak. You see, I double-clicked on it, and I brought up a dictionary. Rafa. The word Heref comes from the word Rafa, which means to relax, to sink down, let drop, dishearten, to sink. Okay, let go. To let go, to refrain, to be quiet, let drop, abandon, relax, to show oneself slack. Okay, the word Heref appears more to be a word which means to loosen your grip. Heref mimeni v'ashmidem, I will destroy them. Now indeed, Rashi, not on this pasuk, later, if he took him down, Rashi is going to say, from this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu learned that Hashem wants Moshe to pray. Because Moshe was not grabbing Hashem. Moshe was not touching Hashem, not physically and not spiritually. So why then did Hashem say to Moshe, Heref, let go? I mean, don't touch the merchandise. Let go. Let go? I'm not touching you, Hashem. I'm not touching you. So Moshe understood that Hashem was hinting to him that Moshe should be taking hold of Hashem. How does a person take hold of Hashem? It's an incredible Rashi, incredible pasuk. It means to daven. When a person prays to Hashem, it's kaviyochel, you're grabbing Hashem by the collar. When a person prays to Hashem, it's like you're grabbing Hashem by his collar and saying, you better listen to me. If you don't listen to me, I'm going to do who knows what. You're holding on to Hashem. Moshe was not holding on to Hashem. But by Moshe saying the words, Heref Mimeni, it's Ki'ilu, Moshe, as Hashem is hinting to Moshe, you should be holding on to me and you should be threatening me not to do what I'm about to do. But here, Hashem, Heref, let go Mimeni, let go of me. V'ashmidem, I will destroy them. V'emche, I will erase Eshemam, their name, mitachas Hashemoyim. V'eseh oisecho, I will make you legoy otsum, to a mighty nation, v'rov, and more numerous mimenu than they. What does Rashi say on this pasuk? Nothing. You know, we're supposed to have a shiur today in Rashi and Unkelis. Rashi is on vacation. After the 9 days, Rashi went to the Catskills. And he only left us with Targum. The Targum, he doesn't like the Catskills, I guess. I guess he likes to be in Flatbush. So what does the Targum say? Anach, leave be'usoch mikodomai. Let go of be'usoch from before me. Now, what does that mean? Rashi added here, Targum added here an extra word that it does not say here in the pasuk. Ba'usach. I don't even know what that word means. Anach. Anach means release.
your request. The word ba'usach, like a ba, like in, we pray a ba'us. Asher lokach demiyad ho'emari b'charbi uvikashti b'be'uasi uvitzaloisi. Your request, your desire. Hedef, this is an amazing ungulus. It was kedai to the whole day just for this. Hedef means let go of your request. Request? What request? I never asked for you for anything. I never ask you for anything. That's why Rashi in the next pasuk is going to say, Moshe, you should be asking me for something. You see that I'm very angry. You see I'm about to destroy them. It would be wise for you to pray for your people. And therefore Hashem hinted to Moshe, why are you silent? Heref, what I'm going to say, let go, cancel your request. Anach here means like to let go, or cancel bo'usoch, your request, mikodomai, ve'eshetzinun, I will destroy them. The emche yoshimon, I will destroy and erase their name. Mitachoy shemaya, from beneath the heavens. The beil yosach, I will make you la'am takif, to a mighty nation. Visagi, more numerous minhon than they. Now it's very, very interesting is that we find Moshe Rabbeinu by Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe was davening to Hashem by Kriyas Yamsuf, and Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, now is not the time to pray. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Here, Moshe was not davening, and Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, now is the time to pray. Hashem taught Moshe about zman tefila. There's a time.
Wasn't a Kodesh Baruch was sending a mixed message? In Pesuk Yud Beis, he says, quick, get down the mount. Don't waste any time here.
First he says, come. First he says, come quickly, get up here. This is an oxymoron. Yeah. Doesn't just say raid. It says, come, get up. Raid, yeah, go down. But yeah. It says both. It says two words. You can't go focus on only going down. We like to focus on only going down. You see, over here it's not fair. Look, in the English, it's not correct. In the English it says, and Hashem said to me, hurry, go down. Oh, excuse me. They completely omitted the word come in the English translation. Raid! Maher mizeh! Quickly descend! Hurry, go down! Excuse me, it says another word in the pasuk, kum. How come in the English it completely left that out? You know, we do the same thing. When we think about the story and we read this pasuk, we completely omit the word kum. What does the word kum mean? Get up and go down. So what does kum mean? That you're sitting down on a chair, so say, pick yourself up and walk out. Pick yourself up and go down the steps. Is that what it means? Or maybe kum means, I want you to go upstairs and then go downstairs. Before you go downstairs to shower the luchas, I want you first to come upstairs and fill out the paperwork. I want you to come upstairs and talk to me and pray to me. Okay, you're right. There are a lot of diyukim. There's no one answer to any question. But this is a very fascinating unkelis where it says heref and the Targum translates anach bo'usoch. Cancel your request. What request? I never asked you for nothing. Well, you should be asking me for something. It was Hashem's way of hinting. And it's also an incredible revelation that Moshe Rabbeinu, he never was able to figure out, I mean, not never, but you find already two strikes, like two examples, where Moshe Rabbeinu, where Hashem has to tell him what to do, when to daven, when not to daven. Moshe knew, call it Terakula. But yet Moshe didn't know this. When it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem says to Moshe, Ma titzak Eli. Moshe, you're making a mistake. Now is not the time to pray. Here, Moshe is not praying, and Hashem is telling him, Hedef mimeni, you should be praying to me now. That's amazing, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chacham Mikol HaAdam, did not know when is an appropriate time to daven, when is an appropriate time not to daven. If Moshe did not know when it was, so what's left for us to say for ourselves? Okay, Moshe knew everything. He even knew the reason for the Paraduma. Shlomo HaMelech says, I know everything except for the Paraduma. Only Moshe Rabbeinu knows the reason for the Paraduma. I don't know the reason.
And yet, even though Moshe knew everything over here, you find the two examples of Moshe not knowing when is the time to daven, when is not the time, what kind of tzara do you daven for? Okay, we'll leave it with that. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Have a good night. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Have a good night. Be well.
Good night,
everyone. Good night. Good night, Mr. and Ms. Glad. Have a good night. Good night. Be well.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for giving a share.
My pleasure. Such chashuv of people like you. It's my greatest honor. Have a good night, everyone. Good night. I'm going to sign off. Take care, everyone. Heshi, I'll see you later. Okay, good night.